A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, September 25th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about panic buying and the arrest of Pastor Ivan Mawarire.
To join the show, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us and you're listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about panic buying and the arrest of Pastor Ivan Mawarire.
Fuel queues resurfaced in Zimbabwe for the first time in years, and there were reports of panic buying by some shoppers fearing crippling food shortages. Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe Governor John Manguja and Home Affairs Minister Ignatius Chombo were forced to assure the nation that there will be no shortages of basic commodities as residents move to stock up amid concerns of the further devaluation of pound notes.
As the crisis deepens, government is threatening a crackdown. Pastor Ivan Mawarire was arrested Sunday for allegedly subverting a constitutional government after circulating a video on Saturday protesting at the economic crisis on Facebook. Today, the National Competitiveness Commission Board, in a joint operation with the Consumer Council of Zimbabwe, says that it has dispatched a task force to inquire on pricing nationwide. They are threatening to terminate licenses of those who are involved in price gouging. But what is the cause of the latest crisis?
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-619-2077. Yes,
onguka hama wadiwa nasi, tuna utitinge tichitarisa nezwe nyaya ye chipatapata chakaitwa nevanu kana uchirugitu kwa honi vamwe mkutenga zvinhu zvekudya nezvimwe zvakadaro daro vachityira kuti mitengo yezvinhu inogona kuramba ichiwedzera nemusi wechishanu pakatanga mashoko ekutiwo bond ranga risina kumira zvakanaka nekudaro vamwe vemuzvitoro vanenge vangova kuramba kuritambira vachiti vanoda madhora ekuamerica vamwewo kana nanhasi vari kutaura kuti vari kutadza kunyatsoshandisa makadzi avo kana kuti vakada kuashandisa zvinhu zviri kutengeswa nemutengo uri pamusoro vanenge vari kutenga zvakati kuchipa ndevaya vari kushandisa dhora rekuamerica uye patangawo nyaya yekunetsa zvikuru kwemafuta ekufambisa dzimotokari kuchizotiwo hurumende iri kutiwo aiwa vanhu havafanira havo kurohwa nehana zvakanyanya nekuti matambudziko aripo anokwanisa kugadziriswa nechimbi chimbi uye pane kakutyisidzira vanhu vari kunzi ivo ndo vari kutaura mashoko asiriwo paFacebook. Pastor Ivan Mawarire vakatosungwa nemusi wesvondo mushure mekunge vaburitsa imwe vhidhiyo paFacebook vachitaura ivo kuti havasi kufara nenyaya yekuti mitengo yezvinhu inenge yange yoramba ichiita chamuramba mhuru. Toda kunzwa kwamuri mhuri yeZimbabwe kuti kwamuri zvinhu zvakamira sei. Muri kukwanisa kuwana here mafuta ekufambisa dzimotokari? Muri kukwanisa kuwana here zvekudya nemutengo wakaderera? Tifonerei tinge tichikurukura nezvenyaya yeGibbs.
Ye kunjalo zvulukandaba lingalichona njani sesike salibingerela ye kodwa ke siyakwazi ukuthi liphakathi kohlupho sesizwile ke ukuthi uPastor Ivan Mawarire uvalelwe khona ngale ke eHarare uke wakhipha ke ivideo ekade khuluma ngakho ukuthi hayi phela eZimbabwe lapha sokuhlupa nxa sikhangele abantu abadinga amafutha ezimota kuzobuya lokudla khona mpoke ezitolo kungani kuyakhuphuka ngendlela enganayiqondakali uthe sekukhwatshile khonokho ke wabe bojwa so sikhuluma nje uphakathi kulangale ke entilongweni yes siphinde njalo sinxa sikhangela siyabona abantu sibili abanye sebethenga impahla ezingamaqubaquba kuzobuya ke abanye ke sizwa kuthiwa ke le bone not la ngkhona leli nxa ulalo usethi uyathenga uyatholongazani impahla sengani isikhuphukile nxa uthenga ngebone not kodwa nxa ulalo US dollar kungani kuba nganeno so ke sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi kuyini elikubhekile khona ngapho njalo liyenzani ngakho siyakwazi ukuthi abantu singakhuluma sibili sime lapho esiyakhona kodwa imibuzo omkhulu ukuthi liyenzani ngakho khonokho
For those of you who are just joining us, a good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about panic buying and the government's threat to crack down on dissent. Of course, many Zimbabweans are fearing that they are going back to the year 2000, where the country was hit by hyperinflation and prices were going up at times three times in a day. And this is what is causing all this panic buying. And many economists are warning that if the government does not introduce some reforms, this situation might actually worsen. What are the options for Zimbabwe? Some economists are saying that one of the options might be actually to try and engage the IMF and the World Bank and seek for a financial package. But of course, this might actually come with demands for political reform. Other economists are saying the solution might lie in the government itself reforming and introducing fiscal measures to ensure that there are no leakages like what we are seeing now and also end corruption. Others are saying that if the situation is not contained, Zimbabwe might be another Somalia, lawlessness, a failed state, and this must be averted at all costs. So we want to hear from you, Zimbabweans. What do you think? What should be done, Gibbs?
Our first guest, blessing, is independent economic commentator Rejoice Ngwenya. Mr. Ngwenya, good evening and welcome to the program.
Now, hello, guys. How are you doing?
We are fine, and you?
Great.
So. Well, just wondering where I'm going to queue next for fuel, but I guess I survived 2007. I should survive 2018, too.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mr. Ngwenya, there's a lot of confusion, at least from what the government is saying and what consumers are saying. First, I have a statement here from the National Competitiveness Commission Board and also the Consumer Council of Zimbabwe. They are saying that please be advised that the National Competitiveness Commission Board, in joint effort with the Consumer Council of Zimbabwe, has dispatched a task force to assess and inquire on pricing nationwide. Be advised that all the officers under this program will be having identification cards issued by the commission. Shop owners are free to verify if the officers are bona fide before engaging them. And let me just read the last sentence. They are saying, retailers who may be found wanting who have their licenses terminated with immediate effect. So there is the first threat. And then we have a statement from the Oil Expressors Association of Zimbabwe, who are saying that they are failing to get foreign currency from the central bank. And in their statement, they are saying, for the 28 weeks ended July 31st, 2017, Oil Expressors Association of Zimbabwe members have received 61 million, which is 2.2 million per week, which is 44% of what the sector requires to satisfy national demand. And they are also saying that in the last 2 months, foreign currency allocations have been further constrained to less than 1.5 million per week, i.e. 30% of the sector's actual foreign currency allocation. This is possibly linked to reduced tobacco sales inflows, etc. The above foreign currency allocation levels mean the Oil Expressors Association of Zimbabwe members' credit lines for raw materials have now reached maximum levels, and members can no longer access raw materials on credit from their foreign suppliers as they normally do. The RBZ has advised the Oil Expressors Association of Zimbabwe that foreign currency is in short supply, but has assured the association of its commitment to support the sector based on available foreign currency resources. What is your take on all this, Mr. Ngwenyi?
Well, in the first place, one can never believe what government says, because our government is deceitful, is dysfunctional, and is dishonest. So back again to 2005-06-07, when we told Goodwill Masimiremba that once you start policing, once the government starts policing the pricing system, once a government starts interfering with the free market system, there is chaos, because those who manufacture the goods are the ones that can withdraw the goods from the market, because they can only sell goods at a market price. And when there's a shortage, the price goes up. So the commanding system of the pricing in Zimbabwe will cause producers to withdraw their commodities. And secondly, we all know that there is a shortage of foreign currency. The surrogate currency that John Manguja introduced, called the bond note, he was told by economists that bad currency pushes out good currency. So it is inconceivable. Actually, it's a miracle, gentlemen, that we have survived this long. So the monetary and fiscal system that is in place now is run by totally incompetent people. And sooner or later, they should move out of their state of denial and accept that they are incapable of driving this economy, so that those who are capable and competent can take over the system. So in summary, never believe what a government says. Always look for signals from the investors and private sector. Those are the institutions that can tell you the truth.
Gibbs.
But nxa sesikhangele Baba Ngwenya, sibili ukuthi laba bantu ngani sebehlulekile ye. Siyakubona. Kodwa yakwazi abadala bathi phela umbuso kawuphakelwane, awunikwana njengegwayi. So nxa usithi ke basuke kubayekela abanye bengene, ubonani kungenzakala khonokho?
Anto ugono laphana wathi sevoti umndaba, okwakha ugono kasuke wasephuma phela. Ikhosi kuthiwa ukuthi kathesi okwakhathesi inkinga ikhona kathesi, mfowethu, asikhulumi ngohulumende, sesikhuluma ngabantu abasemsebenzini abangazi umsebenzi. UChinamasa uyamehlula, ngoba uChinamasa yena wavele wakhuluma yena wathi abantu izisebenzini zikahulumende ziningi kakhulu, imali yonke eyenziwayo lapha elizweni lethu ingena emthelweni kumbe ibhadalwe izisebenzi, umgabe waluthi baphume. Okwakhathi uManguja layo wakhuluma wathi yena nxa i-bond note yayifanele ibe ile-bond note esetshenziswa njenge-export incentive, ayikhona ukuthi circulate, kodwa wakuqambelana abantu amanga wathi iza kuba yi-export incentive waseyingenisa ebantwini. So yibo abantu esibatsho bona ukuthi i-monetary policy uyanguja uManguja, fiscal policy uPatrick Chinamasa bayehluleka, kabakhutshwe ukungeniswa abantu kuyenzakala, nobody is indispensable ngifowethu.
Siyabonga khona boke mfowethu, ubambe khona phonga indawo. Yeah, pleasure.
And for those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about panic buying and also the arrest of Pastor Ivan Mawarire. Now, Mr. Ngwenya, we talked about the issue of pricing. Is this not a cause for concern in Zimbabwe? Of course, Scottish Enlightenment thinker Adam Smith coined the term the invisible hand to talk about the issue of supply and demand. But are there no fears in Zimbabwe, for example, that retailers might just distort the prices on the market in order to get super profits?
Well, of course, I mean, market distortions are inevitable, gentlemen, because the shortage that is being caused is caused by artificial situation. I mean, if the free market, the so-called invisible hand, was allowed to operate, then we could be having a free flow of money into the country. The first mistake that Manguja did was to peg the US dollar against the bond note. So which means that our bond note was artificially priced. So this is the problem now, is that we are not generating enough foreign currency in order to be able to attract foreign direct investment. So if there is not enough money, because we are not a producer nation anymore, we are a consumer nation. So for us to be able to satisfy aggregate demand, we are supposed to be importing more than we are actually exporting. That is the state of the affairs. So by then interfering and now putting together a system of price controls, it means they are further straining the supply situation. The more you change the supply situation, the more distorted the pricing is going to be. So this idea of putting together a pricing team of going around trading hand guns like the Wild West in Texas in the Pampas, it's not going to work. Because what is the problem now is inavailability of foreign currency to import goods that supply and satisfy high aggregate demand in an economy that is not producing. That is where the problem is.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Yeah, Gibbs.
What is one again? What is Loban? Lapa Sokolom Numzana Shepherd Mabuza Gunjan Bab. Baba Mabuza?
Yeah,
this is very good. I speak Lapakon. I
feel.
Yeah, not to Taba Lapa Mabuza. I will post a lako.
Okay, you are cooling on my police.
Yeah, what to Kulum is really Colombo? A sin to Kubegaba.
Okay, I have one.
So, right, Katis. Yes, I tell you, Ungwenyang Pendu, Lebambagonap, Ebongwenyang Pendu, Lebambagonap.
Mabuza, Ukana,
So blessing that is Mr. Shepherd Mabuza is in Botswana.
Mm-hmm.
He was saying that he does not understand why Pastor Ivan Mawarire was actually arrested because he's saying things that are very obvious. Mm-hmm. And he says, you know, when it comes to panic buying, he doesn't even understand why people would do that. But then the response from Rejoice Ngwenya was that, you know, in a nation where people don't trust the government,
mm-hmm.
that's what happens. You know, if ever there are reports of any pending kind of, you know, shortages,
mm-hmm.
people would do that. Even some kind of speculation, you know, they always buy commodities, you know, in bulk.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Ngwenya, is there anything wrong that Pastor Ivan Maore might have said in connection with this impending crisis?
Look, I mean, I was part of the team that wrote the Constitution, and everybody is free to say what they are, what you want to say. In freedom of expression, it's protected by the Bill of Rights, it's protected by all laws that govern our citizenship, protect us. This is what I'm going to say. Mawarire was just going around looking at queues, saying, these are queues that are there, and we have already said to the government they should organize themselves, and this is unacceptable, and Zimbabweans should stand up for their rights and do what they're supposed to do. And that, to me, is much better, gentlemen, than taking $15 billion and spiriting it out of the country. You are comparing a person who's just saying things. And what about those guys who took $15 billion from Tiaga, where they are getting arrested? So the individual rights of Mawarire are protected and safeguarded and reinforced by the Constitution. Anybody can say what they want to say. This is why we get people talking about Lacoste, about G40, grating that even insulting people like George Charamba. She's been arrested. Some of those accusations are actually false. They're not in problem in court. So this is just purely a way of intimidating citizens. And it's not going to work. If you arrest Ivan Mawari and jail him, that would be a good reason to start another revolution, because his rights are being violated.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Ngwenya Gibbs.
Baba Ngwenya, kodwa ke nxa sisikhangele sibili ukuthi eZimbabwe kwenzakalani, abantu ngithemba ukuthi bayahleka kakhulu abangasebo belizwe lelo. Kwenziwa kuyini ukuthi abantu bakubona khonokhu kusenzakala kuma-2008? So kuyaphinda futhi emhlolweni kwenzakale njalo nje. Kodwa ke kuqedwa ngani, Baba Ngwenya, nxa sikhangele sibili?
Ngibona ngengakhuluma ngakho nje izinsiza nje ngikade emotweni omunye umuntu nesithi yena uhulumende ufuna ukuthi uhulumende ipe uhulumende. Nathi mina nxali siyavota, abantu abalibusayo ngabantu elibafakayo ezikhundleni. So nxali linikeza ithuba lokuthi livote, lihlala livotela omgabe, lihlala livotela omangwana, lihlala livotela opatrick sinamasa. Inkinga abantu abezanu PF gabavali history, gabafundi ngehistory. So into awuthi ngise mithetho yenzeka nge-2008 yenzeka ngathi ukuthi vele gabavali phela bazithi balamadigri banikana ama-doctorate kodwa bengakwazi ukubala. So uZulu weZimbabwe nguyo lenkinga. Ngabathi nxa benika ithuba lokuyavota bahambe bavotela abantu abakwaziyo ukubusa. Le nkinga esilayo icondane loZulu weZimbabwe. Asingethi blame abantu abakuhulumente. Abantu uZulu laye naye ufanele abe le blame, ngoba uyehluleka ukuthi akhethe abantu abakwaziyo ukubusa.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, and please do stay on the line. And we are now being joined by our second guest, Dr. Gift Mugano, the Dean of Students at the Zimbabwe Ezekiel Guti University, or ZEGU. Dr. Mugano, good evening.
Evening, how are you, sir?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us.
You're most welcome.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs, you can fire away.
Now, Dr. Mugano, you are actually an economist, and we want to understand some of these things that are going on in Zimbabwe. You know, let's take, for example, the shortages of these goods, you know, commodities and all those kind of things. What could have triggered people to start panic buying these kind of commodities?
Right. You recall when the governor of Central Bank mooted the idea of introducing the bond note sometime in May.
Mm-hmm.
We had a discussion with you then, and my remark was that, if you remember, that this move by the governor will create problems in the future, which comes from various angles. Number one, depreciation of the bond note, like losing of value of the bond note. I said it, this was in May.
Mm-hmm.
2016. And we also indicated that it also result in capital flight. Because obviously, the man who is coming here, as I indicated last year in May, is coming on goodwill. Most of our funds outside export is coming through offshore funding. And Zimbabwe knows that then, last year, 2016, going backwards, we used to get clean money from the ATM, which was not from Mbare. This money, normally in a country where US dollarized, like what has happened in 33 countries where they have used the US dollar, the foreign banks becomes the lender of last resort. But the reserve bank cannot print. So they can then get the money from their parent companies and then lend it to local banks. So when you bring in bond note, what it does, it creates a bit of panicking and loss of confidence within the banking system. And that money was drying down. And if you look at the report every quarter, it was going down by 16% decrease in inflows of foreign currency from offshore. Mm-hmm. Then that's number one. On the right hand now, we have Minister Chinamasa, who has a high appetite of overspending, mm-hmm. spending beyond his means. And if you look at the report to date, the budget deficit is accumulated or national local debt has gone to $4 billion. I'm not talking about debt from IMF World Bank. I'm talking about how much money has been overspent by government. And this money is being financed through treasury bills. So what it means is that the government crowd out private sector. When they issue treasury bills, they take the money out of the system. It's taken by government. And now players, now private sector, who want to use the money to import raw materials for production can't access the money. So we these two combined animals has resulted in increasing difficulty for the country to access funding. And the impact of which, what it has done, it also has led to the creation of excessive money. That you have money where there's no money. How can you explain a case where within a month the stock market increased in value by $60 billion? Mm-hmm. So these are now balances now, which are now outstanding in our economy, which can be paid for. So we are going in a jam. So in recent months, we have seen that a number of companies have backlog of payment, which is stretching to 6 months in some cases. Mm-hmm. And this itself is killing production. So the panic which is happening is a reality. It's unfortunate that the governor is talking politics. He is becoming a politician, you know? You cannot say things are normal when they're accused. You know, today I was driving in Grenada. You know, there's a garage there, the Poma garage. Mm-hmm. There was a queue which is almost 1 kilometer, a queue, to the garage, you see, because they are not accessing money on time. Right. To make matters worse now, because we said the bond note is going to depreciate, now it has lost the value by 50%. So if you have $100 US, you get 150 bond note. Mm-hmm. So it is making difficult for people to transact, because you are just becoming poor overnight. If you have, if you get money from the bank, you get $100, mm-hmm. $100 of bond note. Mm-hmm. But you're as good as like $50. So mm-hmm. people are now that little money to save themselves before they lose everything. Mm-hmm. So it's coming from the loss of value of the money. It's coming from the shortage of foreign currency, which is then having a negative effect on procuring requirements. Mm-hmm. For example, the cooking oil sector has not been getting enough money. The pharmaceutical hasn't been getting enough money. So it's all firefighting. And it was worsened again by the Reserve Bank. This mid-term mandate policy review they've done in August, they announced that they're going to put more bond notes worth $300 million. This was August. Mm-hmm. Yet remember Mangojika, when he was introducing the bond note, he said it is temporary, mm-hmm. you see. How do you say something is temporary and tomorrow you then introduce additional money? People say this man is a liar. Mm-hmm. We are going now to protect ourselves. So we are in a chaotic situation. I think what is very important for this country is to look at things from a factual point of view. In economics, what we learned is that economic agents, which are the people in the private sector, are very rational. You see, when you are rational, you make a decision to protect your interests. So people are now making decisions to protect their interests, to save that little which is remaining, to also buy stocks which is there. And it's counterproductive because people are panicking because already, you don't panic from nowhere. You panic because you have been shown the signal that you are going to see problems.
Dr. Mgan, I wanted to say before we take our caller that you talked about Minister Chinamasa's appetite. But at one time, I remember he said that the government cannot afford to pay bonuses to civil servants. And then President Mugabe came out the next day and said they must be paid. Does he have any control?
He has no control. I think he's done it twice. We've seen it last year in April. Okay. He said it and the president revealed it as the independence. And then he midterm fiscal policy review in August again last year. He announced that there's no bonus. And Minister of Information, you saw what he said. He said it's not true. Mm-hmm. And he's no control. It's very unfortunate. And you saw what it did. Mm-hmm. By end of year last year, the budget deficit, just 1 year, was $906 million. Mm-hmm. And this is money which would then be taken by government to put treasury bills. Mm-hmm. So it calls them investments. But, you know, how do you invest into consumption? Mm-hmm. By paying salaries. Yet the companies are looking for the same money to buy raw materials, to buy equipment, to facilitate procurement of fuel. So he has no control. And I don't think there's clear consensus within government when as far as the issue of paying bonuses is concerned, and also as far as managing the liquidity crisis and cash flow is concerned. Sounds like people are just doing politicking. Mm-hmm. The unfortunate thing about the economics, you can't play around the economics, or else if I want to say it in a crude way, you can't rig economics. Mm-hmm. You know, you can hear what Mugabe is saying. It doesn't matter. But tomorrow the truth will come out. Mm-hmm. You see, that's the reality of economics. So I think it's very important to really say, are we talking from a informed position? Well, these things we are talking about, we've said them before, and they're happening. And I'm not surprised. Mm-hmm. Zimbabwe is for Zimbabwe. We are all shareholders for this country. We should respect the intellectual knowledge as we discuss about this issue. Not to say that you are against the policymaker, we're saying this and this. Yet the same problem which are going to affect us and the poor.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mgano. We'll come back to you. For those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the economy. Some might say, is the economy stupid?
Yes.
That was one of Clinton's campaign managers who coined that phrase, of course. And of course, some economists are warning that Zimbabwe in 2008 moved from hyperinflation to deflation, and there's a danger that it's sliding back to hyperinflation. Tinava goronga parunari, magadiva goronga.
Magadiva gorongo.
Aiwa, tiripova goronga, murugona se mitengwe zvini.
Munoona kana uri musha unenge waita mamirira waitawa zvinenge zvakangofanana nepasina musha nokuti kana tikatozviongorora nemamirira zvaveriko zvino zvinoona sokuti 2008 ingatogona kutoita diki pane zvatakatarisana nazvo zvaiko zvino.
Chii chamuri kuona weimimi?
Kuti ndionewo mashoko mutungamiri wenyika avakandotaura kuAmerica ndomviro-nziro yemhanza zvokuti patinoinda nevanhu vatinorarama navo nepatiri pakurejista kuti tivhote apa hapatadi kuudzwa munhu asi kuti munhu ngaachingoona amene kuti nzira inoenda kuruponeso neinoenda kugehena ndeipi.
Saka pane ndaida kubvunza apa vagoronga kuti mambo otengawo here zvinhu zvakwira zvakaita sei mitengo yacho pane zvamamboonawo?
Hazvichabviri kana nokutsarangura nokuti kana ukaona chero chinhu chaunenge wangonangana nacho ukange wanongana ne 2 liters yemafuta kuti 2 liters yecooking oil yakita $5 zvoda kuti zvimwe zvose hazvichabatsiri hazvichatombobatiki kana kumashops kwacho zvimwe zvacho zvakutoshayikwa zvakanyanya kutokosha zvacho. saka hamucherechedzo unoda kuti vanhu vavhurike pfungwa vavone vanhu vakafamba vakaita vakaiswa mabhinga kumeso ngavavhurike pfungwa kunyange havo vakuru vachiti vana vembwa vasunure musumwe asi apa mwari ngavapindire vasunure musumwe chete.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vagoronga nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Aiwa, tinokutendai zvikuru, murambe makadaro nechirongwa chenyu chinovhura vanhu njere.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru, ndimunotipasa manyemwe.
Aiwa.
Tinotenda zvikuru. That day is our caller, Mr. Goronga. He's saying that prices are going up. He mentioned, I think, particularly cooking oil, and he's saying something has to give.
So, Mr. Rejoicing Ngwenya, we see that the pricing commission, whatever they call it, is something like that. You know, they are saying they want to find out who is actually increasing these prices of basic commodities. What are they going to do if they find that Gibbs's shop has actually increased sugar by almost about 10 cents? How are they going to punish
that? That is dead. You know, during the 8 days of hyperinflation, the managing directors and managers of law bills were arrested. You know, Badela was intimidated. It doesn't work, gentlemen. In a free market economy where consumers and suppliers determine availability of commodities, either through buying or selling, the government is very, very small, you know. So they are waiting their time. You cannot police a free market economy. It is not like you are commanding a group of political party supporters. They are just embarrassing themselves. You know, the consumptive, propensity of Zimbabweans, the appetite to consume imported goods is so high that, Zimbabweans will always find another way of securing and satisfying their market. So these guys are just wasting the taxpayers' money. It's a waste of time. They should just put together policies that allow the free play of production and supply. They then can be able to. They should focus on policies that enhance productivity. They should focus on policies that enhance free flow of money into Zimbabwe. Get rid of this sort of currency and be able to manage an economy that works on actual, on real money. Policing pricing, it has been done before and it does not work. It will simply drive commodities off the shelves again, like we believe that what happened about 10 years ago.
Back to you, Dr. Mugano. What is the solution to this? Because if it's not addressed, like we indicated at the top of the show, Zimbabwe risks becoming a failed state. What should be done? Is it political reforms, seeking money from the IMF and the World Bank? What should be done? What is the solution?
All right. I think our issue, which we have been always grappling with, we need to be producing products as a country. I'll give you one example. Soybean, we used to produce just a few years back, 3 years or so back, we used to produce close to 200,000 tons of soybean per year. Our national demand for soybean across all stock feeds, cooking oil, you name it, is 600,000 tons. Last year, we produced 45,000 tons. This year, we produced 21,000 tons. You get my point? Then we are importing soybean from Latin America. If we were importing aircraft, I would understand. Because that's a complicated game. You cannot produce an aircraft easily. But how do we import soybean? And we expect things to be normal. So before we think of IMF, we need to put our house in order. Because those cooking oil prices which are going up is because the companies are failing to access foreign currency to import soybean. So that's a shame, because you cannot fail to produce soybean. It's not just like producing an aeroplane. It's a very simple task to do. So we need to go to production. I've just given you one simple example. It is across the whole sectors of the economy. We are not productive. And most of the things which we are importing, tomatoes, carrots, you know, mushroom
eggs
from South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are very basic. It tells you that from a police point of view, we are lacking something, because we should actually question ourselves and say, how do we why do we import soybean? Why do we import this? And we are spending a lot of money in this product. That's number one. Number two, so we need to check what we can do without IMF, because we are an educated nation, and unfortunately we are not using our intellectual knowledge into these problems which we are facing.
Okay.
Then number two, we need a stable financial sector, and to have stability. Like Namasa, this year, he must not give a budget, and people must support him. He has tried. His colleagues in the cabinet should have one voice. You know what? Let us not fake reality.
Mm-hmm.
Even the civil servants, I'm sure they understand that they cannot. There's no real good reason for them to get bonus, because there's no money. I'm sure they understand.
Mm-hmm.
Because now, if we give again a bonus, it will be guaranteed that we can be over $1 billion again a deficit.
Mm-hmm. But on that point,
continue to move money from the financial sector.
Dr. Mgano,
but again, Mamanguzi.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Mgano, I wanted to say before you proceed on the issue of bonuses. Are they not essential in an economy such as Zimbabwe to act as a stimulus package?
The challenge is that a bonus in our case is even 2 cents, and it's only coming one time. So how does it stimulate? You know. If you check this current, this last bonus which has been given, I'm sure the last one got there in August, July, somewhere there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you're giving a drop, you see. But if it was coming one time in November, it will stimulate production and consumption, and the companies can make a profit, which will be good. But how do you, it has been spread now over a month, over the half year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's no longer having any impact, you see.
Mm-hmm.
The critical mass of it is gone. In any way, if you look at those countries with the stimulus packages, I don't know about the real money, not changed. Our money is changed.
Mm-hmm.
The budget itself is changed. You know, you cannot sit down and say with a budget of $3 billion, the national budget. This is a company budget in South Africa, you see. So where we see stimulus packages, like, for example, South Africa, you know, in 2012, South Africa went to Japan to issue bonds, which they named Samurai Bonds.
Okay.
And they raised $400 billion, US dollars,
okay,
to fund infrastructure development in South Africa from 2012 to 2016. You are stimulating the economy, not stimulating with the change. The salary for civil servants are very low, and you think if you give them a bonus, you can stimulate the country. We are not there to stimulate the economy. So we should just go to cash budgeting.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Maybe I can then proceed to the bond note. Right. My view is that the bond note has failed dismally.
Mm-hmm.
And the governor must reverse it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he said it at one point that if it fails, in fact, he said he would resign. Mm-hmm. I won't go to that. But I want to talk about him reversing the bond note. Because I think
Dr. Mgano, what will be the option? What will be the option using the rand? What should replace the bond? Because surely there must be something. Just dollarization.
What he must do is that if you know, he is saying he's breaking the $300 million by two, mm-hmm, by money from African Bank. So what he must do, he must take that money from Afro-Exim Bank, negotiate a different arrangement with Afro-Exim Bank, and take $300 million, then put it into strategic sectors. Okay, we are going to give you a soybean sector, money for supporting production of soybean, and you can be able to produce enough soybean, we don't import nectar. Pharmaceuticals, we are going to give you money. And we have about 5 strong value chains, which we started, actually. I was involved in the work with the CZI, Ministry of Industry and Commerce, and Zimtrade. And it shows that we have beverages, food and beverages, cotton to clothing, pharmaceuticals, horticulture, then leather, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, art and craft. Those requires money. And that is another million. I will do wonders, I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I will give you one challenge,
mm-hmm,
for this country. Pharmaceutical alone can give us export earnings which are more than tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
people forget to bag when we put the money in pharmaceuticals. It's because Zimbabwe, according to the World Health Organization, mm-hmm. pharmaceutical sector for Zimbabwe is number one in Africa. At one point it was number one, now it's number two because of the challenges. Number one is not South Africa. So if you look at the
Oh, unfortunately, we mm-hmm. got cut off. We'll try to get back to Dr. Mugano. Asking him to Gibbs. Wamchanga, Magadi.
Tiripo, Magadi.
Aiwa, tiripo, tipeo, fungwa zenyu. Murukona se, kudura kurukita zvinugu. Kana utikwenyu zviri nani?
Pana nana, asikuti kudura kurukita zvino. Kurukungo konzerwa. Nevanhu vanoda kuti dei vapindawo mune zvematongero enyika vakatonga nyika ndozvinongokonzera chete zvinhu zvakanaka munyika asi kuti kusaona kwevanhu ndokunokonzera kuti tidaro
saka vamuri kuti akonzera dambudziko ndiani apa vamuchanga tisingaroimbwa takaviga mupini
mapolitical parties anokwada kuti dei atonga pachinzvimbo china vamugabe ndo anokonzeresa izvo kuti zvinhu zvese zvinongotika kana tava kupinda mumaelection ndo pano pasi pezvinhu zvitamira zvakanaka kumakwese kutinenge takagara zvakanaka asi katanga kutaura namaelection zvaakuipa ndichida kuti vanhu vanoda kupinda mumatongero ezvenyika ndo vari kuzvikonzeresa
vanozozvikonzeresa sei iyo iri hurumende inogadzira mitemo yacho
hongo hurumende inogadzira mitemo asi kuti ivo vanenge vachipinda vachipinda mabusiness people vachivaudza kuti itai zvakati itai zvakati isi tichazokugadzirai kuti zvinhu zvinake vachinyepa hapana zviripo zvavanozoita
asi kana mafuta
masankisheni anokonzereswa naivavo vanhu vanoitisa zvinhu izvozvo hakuna chimwe chinhu zvinhu zvinhu zvakanaka asi kuti ivo vanhu vanoda kutonga vemapolitical parties maopposition parties ndo vanotiza izvozvo hakuna chimwe chinhu zvakanaka muno munyika kana zvese zvongonzeu zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka hakuna gusa ruzhinji kunyepa takangogara zvakanaka muno mumareserva pana kana munhomborovo kana kuita sei kana bhasikiti vakatiza kuno kumwenezi vachiti tinobvundisiva tinodii vachingonyepa kupera
asi muna 2008 hakuna here vanhu vakafa nenyaya yemhirizhonga nai vamuchanga kana muchiti zvinhu zvese zvinenge zvakanaka
variko havo vakafa apo neapo asi kuti mhirizhonga inenge isingakonzeri nepati imwe chete zvinozoita kuti munhu arweka munhu haungangotarisi munhu achikurovaka unozodzorera vokurirwa asi kana vakurirwa vava vanozoenda vachiti kwai tauraa tadii vachingonyeta pasina zviripo vanhu vashomashoma vanenge vanotarisa kuti hongo hatirandi kuti zvinhu zvakaitika zvakaitika asi hazviiti nebato riri kutonga roga
saka muri kuti zvese zviri kuitwa zviri kukonzerwa nevanopikisa
ndivo vanokonzeresa izvozvo kana vanga vachingoita zvematongero enyika vachitodawo kutonga pasina kuti vanoda kurwisanisa vanhu kana kuti vanhu vaone zvekuti hurumende iri kutonga ndo yakaipa ne pasina kana chinomboitika asi kuti vanoda kuwana nzira dzokupinda nadzo kuti vaone sekuti hurumende yava mugabe yakashata iye isina kushata navanopinda zvakanaka vachitsvaka vafana munhu kana vachida mutsikana ingonyenga mutsikana ndokuda uchimutarisa kuraka kwako ini kwete kuipa koumwe munhu
asi handidzo here handiyo here nyaya yezvematongerwo enyika kana kuno chaiko kuamerica zvinoitikawo kuti ukaona uri kukwidzana naye aine pamwe paunofunga kuti unokwanisa kupinda wopinda mugemu
asi vafanira kupinda mugemu uchiita gemu rokuurayisa vanhu kana kuti rokuti zvinhu zvinyire kuipa ungopinda mugemu uchingoitawo zvinhu zvakanaka zvokuti vanhu vaone kunaka kwako hongo tingati unogona kutarisa kuti uone kuti vanhu vaone kuti mumwe munhu wakashata nezvicho zvakanaka uchingotaurawo kwete kurwisanisa vanhu kana kuti zvinhu ngazvikwire mitengo kana kuti vigai zvinhu zvino kana mumastriti mumari dzizeri mumastriti vanhu vanazvo mari vasi kuozi mari muno munyika hamuna mari izere mabhodi noti tinongomaona vanhu vakamabata matsamatsama asingaiti pasina kana bheri saka hurumende yaipa pati
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamuchanga munaramba muchifona tichimbotaura
no ndatendawo hangu neniwo
tinotenda zvikuru
asi kuno
Unfortunately, got cut off. But Mr. Mchanga is in Mwenezi.
Yeah.
Very interesting
very
point
interesting.
Of view. He's
yeah.
saying that, you know, it's the opposition that is to blame, not the government. And he's wondering why there are always these problems surfacing when we are close to an election.
Mr. Ngwenya, I hope you're listening to what this caller was saying. So can you give us a reaction on that?
Well,
look, I mean, I would not want to give credibility to such uninformed and very shallow thinking. You know, every institution of critical importance in this country, mm-hmm. public institution, is run by ZANU-PF. The president is ZANU-PF, cabinet ZANU-PF, governor of the bank appointed by ZANU-PF, judicial service commissioner ZANU-PF, ZANU-PF, minister of finance ZANU-PF. So how do you blame somebody who is sitting on a bench, substitute bench? You are blaming somebody who wants to get into the game. You are saying that person is causing the team to lose. So it shows you how limited. These are the kind of people, gentlemen, that keep putting these guys back into power and blaming sanctions, blaming opposition. We are in a permanent state of denial. Focus on the issue. Don't focus on the personality. We are saying the government of the day is failing to put together systems that allow free market forces, free flow of currency, free flow of production. They've expropriated farms. They cannot produce anymore, and they keep blaming the government. So, as Jesus said, forgive them, for they don't know what they are not only doing but saying. So a character like that, gentleman, I'm going to respect him and use family language and say, I think he needs to be enlightened. You cannot blame a person sitting on their own substitute bench for a team that is performing poorly on the field.
Mm-hmm. But Mr. Ngoja, you also talked about sanctions and says they are crippling the country.
Look, if sanctions were crippling the country, do you know that North Korea has been punished by sanctions for many, many years? Mm-hmm. Iran has been punished by sanctions for many, many years. But these are nuclear powers. They keep testing their nuclear. They've got some of the most advanced military equipment in the world. So sanctions do not work. Especially Zimbabwean sanctions, these are travel sanctions against targeted individuals. You know, how is it that if there are sanctions in this country, you know, a gorilla that can import a car worth $5 million from Germany through KLM, how is that if there are sanctions in this country, people are able to buy properties in New York, in South Africa? So really, the issue of sanctions should be put aside. It's an old junior record that has been crashed in the beginning. And so let's focus on the incompetencies and the dysfunctional systems that are within the country. Because as long as we're in denial, we're not going to be able to solve the problem.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Dr. Mganu, are you still on the line or is cut off? Are you
yes,
there?
I'm here.
Now, you heard that the gentleman that was talking about, you know, the opposition having a hand in all these kind of problems in Zimbabwe. And like what the question that was posed by Blessing, you know, on sanctions. Is there any way that these sanctions actually have an effect on the economy?
I think it's very difficult to say what is the value of sanctions at this moment on the economy. I think my brother who spoke just before now, Mr. Gwenya, he answered the question very clearly. Mm-hmm. My submission is that if you look at what is happening in this economy, from my observation as an economist, they are much driven by our own action, you see. You cannot blame sanctions if you cannot grow solidly, you know. The water is raining properly with a bumper harvest of tobacco, bumper harvest of maize, but zero harvest of soybean. You can't say that sanction. If you look at our import, because our issue is very clear. We are having serious import bills, and we are externalizing money out of this country because we are not producing enough. So we're importing toothpicks, Mapamba, we're importing them. Mm-hmm. In some matters, we're importing onion, potatoes. So, and this is taking money out of this country, and we are having a problem. That's number one. And that's not sanction. Mm-hmm. Then corruption. We had serious corruption in this country, rampant corruption. Mm-hmm. And what do people do here about corruption? They think it's too small. People the values of money, which is being stolen, is running into billions of dollars. And you can't say it's corrupt, it's a sanction, you see. I have challenged the policymakers in many cases that let us do what we can do and make show our clean hands. Then we leave that which is not ours, which is sanctioned, and then say, this is the thing which is causing us to be where we are. What are we supposed to do right? We've done it. This is what we've done. So I think what is very important for Zimbabwe to move forward is to be honest to ourselves. You know, when you are sick, you go to a medical doctor, you get an X-ray, it gives you a detailed analysis of where do you have problems, and you make an education. So we have not done that. We have blindly refused as a nation. That's why you hear that guy from whatever my name is talking about the rubbish. He's saying it's opposition. Yet we're talking about economics here. This is pure economics. Mm-hmm. So we need to look at ourselves practically. If we begin to blame somebody, honestly, we cannot blame the wind for drying our lip if we don't live there. Mm-hmm. I don't think sanctions have a significant impact. They have a ripple effect on the country perception. Yes, but to really say we are where we are with sanction, I think let us try to be quite honest to ourselves. I don't agree.
Mm-hmm. And let's go back to Mr. Ngwenya. Now, Mr. Ngwenya, with these fuel shortages, are we not likely to see the prices skyrocketing again after the first round of increases Friday and Saturday?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, it's inevitable. Whenever there is a shortage in economics, you are likely to get, prices going up. But the difference now between now and what it was before was that it was the fuel market was a bit monopoly. There were cartels running the fuel market. But now the market between 2009 and 2014, the market allowed a lot of entrants into the system. So fuel, suppliers are more creative. They are more likely to be sourcing fuel from different, sources. But the only challenge is that they are still going to have a problem with foreign currency to procure. But because of the free market economy and competitiveness and the multiplicity of supplies, I've got, hope and courage that the fuel market is going to remain a bit more stable. There are going to be slightly price increases, but because of the competition, I think they can be able to sustain, inflationary pressure.
Mm-hmm. Regatende kunemwe muterere ari kuBotswana mukoma Edi makadi.
Gomara mufara uzikuru kutaurawo nemupatubio 7 apa.
Aiwa, chirongwa ndechenyu mukoma Edi, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu tinzi.
Kwaite long time ndizaba ndipopinda ndipobuda pa mhepo apa ndiri pano pa Botswana.
Aiwa, nhasi mazopinda muchirongwa.
Nyaya iri mukutaura nezvai ndiri kuinzwa. Zvingaitika kuti zvozvinake muZimbabwe kuti tichinje hurumende yedu chete. Kana hurumende yedu ikasachinja tiramba tichitongwa nezanupevha hapana tingafambe mukoma wangu. Ndomanera wangu andinoita tichangoramba tichingone crisis iyoyi kusvikira mheno kusvikira vana vedu vatanobereka vafa wozvikunda zvakadaro as long as zanupevha iri pachigaro chete hapana chinhu chingazombofi tambofamba muZimbabwe vezvo ndikatarira rikaona panyaya iyi. Maopozeni yese akuzama kuti maybe zvingaite nani zvinongora pazvingori same problem kusvikira wamhino.
Saka
ndomaona
poita sei manje mati pada kuchinjwa hurumende vanhu voita sei
vanhu zvinova kuti tinovhota but isi kuvhota kwacho koko hapana zviri kutibatsira nokuti tikavhota tine patinenge takaregera tichisapota apa tongoona zvemaresults anongobuda chingori one side saka zvinonesa nerigging kuitika iyi zvaona kuti vanhu vezimbabwe ndibate ndiri pamwe chete kwete kuti haundiri kukurudzira hondo but kuti ndibate ndiri pamwe chete kuti tingabatsirika nesei kana kuudzawo nyika dzekunze idzi kuna europoti kunoku kuzimbabwe kwava necrisis zviri nani. Saka ndomwamuva ndioita mukomo wangu vota kudzokera zvegore riya 2008 vanga penenge ione matishu mumasherufu mumasupama ndozvabveya zvatoitika ezvoo fiwe ikutonetsa mota unozibengura watombopedza tu musingapamia nekusina petro vadizi.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Edi mabva maita muteereri wedu wekupedzisira nguva yedu ndo yadyana nhasi tinotenda zvikuru.
Kuti mutifonewo tiri pano paBotswana apa tichimhukuru kuro zvatiri kuona kuno kuBotswana.
Not a problem. Aa, tinokufonerai. Thank you so much to our guest this evening, Dr. Gift Mugano, economist, and also independent economic analyst, Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya. Thanks to our viewers, our callers, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course, our brilliant team behind the scenes, our engineers and producer. Signing off and saying have a blessed evening. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying let's continue this discussion on VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Bye-bye.